co-founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and this is episode number 8 of the Hook Blast Podcast. This is the podcast where we listen to the hooks from the songs that are trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray. Glad to have you here with us today. I want to introduce to you our new sound engineer and mixer on this podcast, Bob McNeil. Bob McNeil's been with Music X-Ray for a little bit, and he can make me sound a lot better than I can, so turned over these duties to him. So thank you so much, Bob, and we'll be seeing you here week after week with our new hooks. We've got a hook coming right up for you. This song is a song called I Like Being in Love. The artist is Hodge. He wrote the lyrics and music, and he owes the production sound to Larry Beard and his guys at Beard Music Group in Nashville. We've had another song or two on the podcast that comes from that same shop. They do a good job.
But now it's plain to me, yeah, I can see that I finally crossed that line. I like being in love. All my clouds are gone, the sunshine above. I like being in love. Man, I fell hard with just one little shove. Baby, there I go. I like being in love.
I Like Being in Love. The artist is Hodge. He's a 52-year-old songwriter from Maryland, and he's been doing it since 2012 and has recorded nearly 40 songs. All right, next up we have a song called So Can I. The artist is Misty Ray Carson. She's a Nashville-based musicpreneur. She tours nationally in the duo The Carsons, and when she's at home in Music City, she and her husband does artist development for those new to the music business via their company, Carson Creative. Here it is, So Can I. Coming up here next is a song called Forever Golden. This, of course, is written by Gerald Varillas. She's had another song on the podcast before. She does a great job. She's always got songs trending in Needlestack Music Search. Just really knows how to write a hook. Here it is, Forever Golden. Take a couple minutes out here in the middle of the podcast to discuss something Music X-Ray related. I'm going to be very short today because I'm coming to you today from Los Angeles and I have to boogie off to my next meeting. So I want to talk about briefly transparency. If you know anything about the music industry, you know that this music business is one of some dark, murky corners, some smoke and mirrors. The barrier to entry to get into the music business on the professional side isn't that high. If you discover a good artist and you've got some hustle and you go out and you get that artist a deal, even if you don't typically come from the music industry, bang, you're suddenly in the music industry and everyone wants to know what you're going to do next. And you might not do anything next. You know, the one-hit wonders that occur on the professional side of the business, on the music side of the business are mirrored on the professional side of the business as well. And one of the things that Music X-Ray does is it vets and verifies that the industry professionals that are on Music X-Ray are there to do legitimate business. The songs and the artists that they're seeking end up in commercial opportunities, end up getting the exposure that has been promised. Because of the nature of our business online, and we don't have all that many music industry accounts that we manage. It's about 1,200 of them. It's a lot. It's a large portion of the music business, but it's not so many that we don't have some insight and personal relationships with almost all of the industry professionals on the site. So it puts Music X-Ray in the unique position of being able to impose a little bit of transparency. If an industry professional is getting low ratings from the artists, we're getting complaints about industry professionals and so on and so forth, we look into that stuff and we have the conversations that we need to have with the professionals if it's just clearing something up. But if not, we make sure that we remove them from the community. This helps the music industry. It helps the music industry professionals, the ones who are there to legitimately do business, because they don't want to be listed alongside people who aren't really there to do business, people who might be there to just find artists or hold themselves out as a bigger industry professional than they really are. And that's all I really wanted to say. I wanted to talk about transparency because it's one of the things that I've really been enjoying most about the evolution of this company, is the ability to impose a little bit of transparency on what typically can be somewhat of a confusing business. All right, that's all I have to say about that. So we're going to go right into our next hook, right into our next song. The artist is Lola Brinton, and the song is The Devil's Garden. Jasper Shelton Hollis from Nashville. The song, The Devil's Garden, it's available on iTunes. All right, next up we have a song by Matt Rogers called The Only Cowgirl. He's the sole writer and the song performer.
Just when I think I can, she flies out the gate and around the pen. So I kick my spurs and I dig in with a big loop over my head. I throw it out, hope for the best. Look away and there she goes, the only cowgirl I can roam.
And there it is, The Only Cowgirl. Matt Rogers says he doesn't have a publisher right now, but he'd love to be writing full-time for a publisher. He's got some other good songs in the can. All right, next up we have a song called Falling Through... Oh, I'm sorry, that's the artist. The artist is called Falling Through April, and the title of the song is Broken Feet. The song was written by Falling Through April, and it's available on their sophomore album, Risks and Rewards. Here it is, Broken Feet by Falling Through April.
Trust your words, and I've been shattered countless times before. Can you make me hear you? I've been deafened by relentless defeat. I'm not trying to scare you, but let me tell you, I've been down on my knees, and I'm ready to take my first steps with broken feet. Can we turn back time to build myself back up?
All right, and here we have a great song called Complicated by Ian Kelly. Complicated. Ian Kelly's from Montreal's West End. He grew up with an Anglo mom and a Franco dad, but he grew up mostly in Francais. Yet, just to keep us a little off balance, he's always written and performed in the language of Dylan. All right, that's all the time we have left for today here on the Hook Blast Podcast, episode number 8. Thanks for joining me. As always, I like to say that these songs are copyrighted and owned by the artists themselves or the publishers if it applies. All right, see you next week. Over and out.